Patrick, good morning. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. We remember you best from the guy with the big old hat and the big old voice.
That's me.
You are out in California, so it's bright and early out there, right? Getting out of bed early.
You know, right now I'm actually in back home in Colleyville, Texas.
Oh, okay. You're in Texas.
10 minutes from Dallas Fort Worth Airport.
Okay, so tell us how because last week on the show, me and Ashley loved the premiere of The Voice.
Oh my gosh, we loved The Voice.
Just FYI,
hey, it's been a great show.
Yes.
So much fun to watch.
Lots of fun, but I wonder how we didn't see a lot of the background. We saw you guys getting the big old fancy letters,
right,
that welcomed you to The Voice. But how did the whole process work before that?
You know, it kind of depended on the person.
Okay.
Casting was really looking for something different with this show. They were really looking for artists, not just people that have a day job and happen to be able to sing a cover fairly well.
Right.
They really were looking for people that have taken the time and taken the energy and all the effort and the years to develop their craft, to develop a style, to work on an instrument, maybe to write. All these people are very holistic musicians, and they do a lot of different things. And so they found them through a variety of avenues. They did do the big tour where they went across the U.S. to 6 different cities and found people. In my case, it was a little bit different. That's not how I was found. There was some crazy connection. One of the casting directors knew someone else's mom, as it always goes in this industry.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they said, maybe you should go to YouTube. They were looking for country singers. They said, go to YouTube and look up this guy. And I don't by any means have a big channel. I guess the guy just heard of me, so they send him that way, and I get a call a week before I'm supposed to fly out to L.A. that says, hey, I'm from The Voice. Have you heard of it? No. And it kind of went from there.
Wow, so cool.
That's very cool. What's it like with the judges?
The coaches, we have to be very, I hate to,
sorry,
we have to be
coaches.
Very particular.
Coaches.
they are coaches, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's been, I say it all the time, and I get so much grief for saying judges, but I think that word is so ingrained in everybody's mind.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. But no, the coaches are great. It's a little nerve-wracking at first, especially when you're staring at the back of those 4 big chairs and you know who's sitting there.
I was going to say, you chose Blake Shelton.
Now you're staring at a big old guy because he is
right, huge.
Oh, gosh. And I'm not a big guy myself. I'm only 5'9". And you probably couldn't hear it, but when I hugged him, I just went, God, you're big.
Yeah, for sure. He is a big guy. So why not CeeLo Green? Why not Adam Levine? Why not Christina Aguilera? Is it because you guys have I think you said it on the show, you had the country fix together.
Mm-hmm, you know which way he's going.
Is that the full reason?
Probably not entirely the full reason. You know, I have been a big fan of Blake for a long time, and just to feel more comfortable with him, I knew that I would immediately feel comfortable with someone that was country, and I knew that was important. But I've been telling people there's also a little bit of strategy involved because it wasn't as easy of a decision as it looked in the moment.
No, you looked a little taken aback.
These are big stars that you're saying no to.
And you have to make, is it a quick decision that you had to make, or were you prepared going in?
It's on the spot.
It
was definitely not, because you don't know who's going to turn around for you.
Well, that's
and you don't
true.
Know what they're going to say.
That's
got to be a little nerve-wracking.
Wow. See, and who turned around for you?
It was CeeLo first and then Adam almost immediately following. They always seem to turn around in pairs. I don't know what's up with that, but they turn around together. And then Blake waited until the chorus, and then Blake turned around. And Christina never turned around. She just had her infamous comment a little later on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But for me, I really just didn't want to. Country fans can be a little, you love them, but they can be a little particular and sometimes easy to offend.
Sure.
And it was a strategic choice to go with Blake because I figured it would be easier to start country and move to a broader spectrum, move to the pop world, kind of crossover,
right,
than it would be to start in the pop world and win these fans back for not choosing, one of their heroes.
Sure. Yeah. That makes definitely country fans are definitely loyal.
For sure.
If they are anything. That's for sure.
Very
so
loyal.
What can we expect? Do we have another night of auditions tonight and the coaches trying to put their teams together?
Exactly. You know, I've had a lot of people on Facebook or Twitter that haven't exactly understood the concept of the show or how it's structured, and I admit it's been kind of confusing.
A little bit.
And they thought I was performing tonight. It is doubtful, I don't know, I haven't seen the show, but it's doubtful that I will be on the show tonight as they are finishing the rest of the blind auditions. But as I've been telling everybody, just prepare yourself, because the talent on this show is just extraordinary.
Well, I'm definitely excited, and you guys are definitely giving American Idol a run for its money,
for
I would imagine,
sure.
In the ratings.
I tell you, I'm an American Idol fan, but I love, love, love The Voice.
Are you a big fan of American Idol?
You know, I haven't watched the show really recently. I watched it when I was young. It's a great show, but I just think that The Voice is such a perfect opportunity, because it is just so different. You know, for us, it's not a twist on American Idol. It is in a genre of its own. Yes, it's a talent show, but it is so different. The more and more you watch, the more you'll really catch on to that. It is just so different in so many areas, in the spirit of the show and in the focus of the show.
Well, we look forward to what is to come from your country career and all the others and all the coaches. We'll definitely be tuning into The Voice on NBC Tuesday nights, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else, Ashmo?
I think that's about it. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, we appreciate you reaching out to
us
from Texas. Good luck on The Voice. Tell CeeLo Green, Christina Aguilera, Adam Levine from Ashley, and, of course, your
Blake
guy
Shelton.
That we said hello, and we'll keep following you on NBC.
Of course. Thanks so much, guys.